actually getting into.
Oh, we don't want to.
Lot of unnecessary
we've been trying
battle.
Awfully hard to avoid that, and we'll.
But I think we don't want to make it so complicated that nobody ends up knowing what they can do.
That's right. That's what we're trying to. That's why we've taken as long as we have to try and simplify the damn thing and make it better, because we realized it's a terrible problem. We haven't been happy with it a bit.
Okay, fine. Well, I'd like to find out a little more about how much it's causing outside of a few restaurants in New York as far as our difficulties with it, and then also what we're going to do on it. And if you have, make sure Kaplan lets.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Doug.
Fine, Mr. Ready?
I was down San Francisco, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, or Boston.
Well, I'm with you all the way. We have no results of this thing. This thing is.
Yeah, but make sure that it's. Let me know before anything begins to even surface on that thing, because
very definitely.
Those places are our home.
Yeah, there's some rumor that they're even going to think about shutting down Treasure Island.
Yeah.
Which is just like drilling a hole through me.
Yeah, well, I understand that, but you'd be. I wouldn't close down anything in San Francisco, Philadelphia, New York, or Boston.
All right.
Because we might just as well go home ourselves then.
All right.
If you like it down here, you better not close down any of those yards.
All right. I will. I'll stay right on that. I know exactly where I got it from.
Okay.
Listen, one other thing I wanted to bring up, that San Francisco, as far as the convention,
yeah,
will meet any price of any city in the country. They've got a hotel tax fund out there which has over $1 million in it.
Yeah.
So they'll come in with a proposal of $700,000.
Really? Really? Okay, I'll check it. I'll let Bailey know that.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Well, there's one part that I think is good, which is the amount of what our situation was in the 30s in regard to farms being lit and all the rest.
Right.
And then to show what progress we've made in the last years.
Right.
I think that's the good part of the speech.
All
the rest of it you may have some other thoughts about.
All right, fine.
Then I have to make an opening statement, I guess, too, don't I?
Yeah, you've got two others. You've got one at the airport when you come in the helicopter to meet all the other presidents. Then you've got your opening remarks at the conference, which every president will make about a 10-minute little talk. Those are the only other ones of any consequence. And
okay,
some off-the-cuff remarks that we'll prepare a sheet or two, you know.
You've got, well, you're getting some stuff together, aren't you?
That's right. I'm
okay.
Getting it all together now.
Okay, fine.
Fine, good.
The way you stood up there and took an oath and all the rest made me proud. Oh, yeah, I thought you looked terrific, and I thought it was very good, and I thought you did a terrific job on that TFX.
Well,
it was very good.
I'm really working on that now.
Yeah.
We're going to hit him hard tomorrow with a statement that will be read, and then Bob will be cross-examined on it next week. But I think we can regain the initiative.
Well, when you think that, as you pointed out, that both the planes were satisfactory, it isn't as if, you know, and the way they've been handling that thing.
Yeah.
But if they'd only done that on the stockpile, we could have really, when you think that that case never, we never got that thing off the ground in a year, and they made the TFX, you know, when there hasn't been any scandal. But anyway, I thought it was very good.
Thanks very much, Mr.
Fine, Ron. Okay. construction will add $1 billion to the budget. The pay raise will be almost automatic. The construction, you'll have to have appropriation for, so maybe we'll be back with our budget figure. But it does, there's two things. First, as a practical matter, it does raise our budget. Yeah. Secondly, it's not a bad point to make. I think it takes a lot of the guts out of the attacks on us.
Yeah.
If we can make the point that the House of Representatives in 1 week went $1 billion over the president's budget, it seems to me it's pretty important for us politically in indicating that we, after all, set up a pretty hard budget. Maybe we're not the ones who are the great spenders, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
I gather the reluctance of the reluctance of the leadership in this instance, to some degree, is that there's unanimity in this area. You know, that'll be the problem we'll be faced with.
Well, you'll have a voice vote. We don't want a roll call, but what we're wondering is whether Kermit Gordon would write a letter of the budget indicating that this will cost.
Yeah.
And indicating that it also will cost about $60 or $70 million in our gold flow.
Right.
Now, if he wrote the letter gratuitously, that's rather hard, or had a statement. The other way would be if a congressman wrote and asked him.
Yeah.
Now,
I'd
just like to have the point made because I don't want to have a fight with Vincent.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a goddamn good point.
It is a damn good point, and I know that Boggs, for one, at least, is perfectly willing to make the point on the floor, and I'm sure he can do it in a way that wouldn't get us into a jam up with Vincent, but I think this is worthwhile. And actually, I think there'd be some real mileage in this in the press if they catch it.
Well, now, there's two issues. You really have to put them together. Isn't the other one the construction bill that will come out Thursday, supposedly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we could oppose that better than we could the pay raise.
Mm.
That Kermit Gordon could then let it say that what you did in the House, $691 million plus this, well, it adds $1 billion, and we just feel that this is, makes our budget problem more difficult, et cetera.
Yeah.
So it's a question whether he writes it on the pay raise or waits and does it Thursday on this other matter, or whether he puts the two together or what he does. Would you think about it?
Yeah, all right. I can see your point on the pay raise. That's a little touchy, not only in the same area as we have the other one, but also in the area of reaction of the military and their families, of course.
Well, the Budget Bureau is not me, and it's not McNamara.
Right.
It looks just like discussing what the... I mean, they'll pass it, but it will...
Yeah.
It will... it's a valid point.
Why don't you let me think about the procedure, huh?
Okay.
All right.
How'd you do?
Well, I don't think they're very happy, and I didn't make any personal friends, but I think we lost up the record and used up a half a day to get Bob a half a day chance to get more ready.
Yeah. Would they eat on you?
Oh, they were pretty mad about everything.
Yeah. Well, you mean they just like to give it, They never like to take it up
there. Well, they kind of got it, I know my cop was a cad. He said, "Oh, God, you didn't make any friends. They'll kill you." And I said, "Well..."
Who said this?
Jack Stemper, who was there from our legal office.
Yeah. This was after you finished?
Yeah, after finished. They had me there, and then we got all through. They said, "Well, why don't you apologize? We wouldn't be here for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make any comment. I
thought you did, and you let her.
That's what I told them.
What'd they say?
Well, then they... I don't know what they wanted after that. Then they didn't like it because I said that I thought that... the full picture hadn't come out, and the way it's coming out, and the Defense Department's view of this whole thing, which was a matter of high defense policy, came out in a way that the public got a distorted view. Well, that started them off. I was making a record, and this was what making them wild, of course.
Yeah.
I got it made.
When did they release your record?
Right away, it's being released.
How was it?
I read to them the story out of the Chicago Daily News by Jim McCartney, whom I talked to this morning, which began by saying that Senate investigators have made up their mind that this is a bad contract.
Yeah.
And then a quotation from an investigator who said, quote...
Yeah, about the planes.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like that. I kept reading that as many times as I could.
What'd they say then? They deny they said that?
Well, they didn't even ask. They wouldn't ask,
Was Jackson there?
With who? All every one of them was there. They were all there.
And Scoop, how's he defending his...
Oh, he was, he was belting the hell out of me, saying I'd made many mistakes, and I, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then Munt finally said to me, "Well, you've been quoted as saying that you don't believe in telling the truth. Would this affect your testimony?" And then I said, "Senator, this is an insulting remark on your part. I have taken a note." And he backed way away from it then. You know, they were trying to give me the works there.
Yeah.
It's quite an enjoyable day.
Yeah.
The record will be thoroughly confused, but we'll have a lot of things on the record that these guys will pick up, and that's what's bothering, really.
Yeah, yeah. When does Bob go up there?
I have not been back this morning.
How was McClellan?
He got pretty mad when I kept reading the Chicago Daily News thing. I didn't read it once. I think I read it four times.
Yeah, yeah.
And it made him wild.
Okay, good. Fine.
Okay.
Right on.